The New Jersey Supreme Court ruled late yesterday that incumbent Senator Robert Torricelli could be replaced on the November ballot, even though the deadline for such changes is long past. That clears the way for former Senator Frank Lautenberg to run in his place as the Democratic Party's candidate. Torricelli withdrew on Monday, lagging in the polls and saying he refused to be the reason the Democrats lost control of the Senate. In the court's decision, the justices ruled that offering New Jersey voters a choice from both of the two major political parties was more important than upholding a filing deadline. NPR's Nancy Solomon reports.
Republican challenger Douglas Forrester tried to convince the justices that voters could still choose Torricelli if he were forced to remain on the ballot. His attorney, William Baroni, also argued that the Federal Voting Rights Act requires absentee ballots to be sent to overseas military personnel within 35 days of an election.
The only voters who will be disenfranchised are military and civilian overseas absentee ballot voters whose votes won't count.
But the justices just didn't buy it. They said citizens would know a vote for Torricelli was a wasted vote. In their unanimous decision, the justices wrote it was in the public interest to preserve the two-party system. They ordered New Jersey's county clerks to prioritize the absentee ballots so that new ones could be mailed out, and that the Democrats pay for all the costs of making the ballot change. Ross Baker, a political science professor at Rutgers University, says they made the right decision by providing voters with a choice.
A choice between a candidate and another candidate rather than between a candidate and a phantom. I think had Senator Torricelli's name remained on the ballot, I think it would have really interfered with the clarity that voters need to make a proper decision.
Baker says Forrester now has a dilemma. He has run almost exclusively as the un-Torricelli, but his new opponent, Frank Lautenberg, was no friend of Torricelli's either. Baker says voters still know very little about Forrester's politics, and that will hamper him in a 5-week race with the well-known former senator.
I think this is an opportunity for Doug Forrester to introduce himself, and I wish his introduction had been that of a magnanimous welcome to Frank Lautenberg. Instead, what they basically did was throw in their first platoon of lawyers. And I think that was a mistake, and I think it may ultimately come back to haunt the Republicans.
This week, Forrester made much of Torricelli's decision to bow out just because he was lagging in the polls. Torricelli's decision follows a similar one by Andrew Cuomo, who pulled out of the New York governor's race just days before the primary because polls showed he was behind. Political scientist Elizabeth Strom of Rutgers University says these incidents illustrate the problems with so much polling in politics.
It seems somehow antithetical to what elections are about to have people just stay in long enough to get a reaction and then pull out before they have to suffer the actual ignominy of defeat. Perhaps that limits the field of possible candidates, but there aren't the same legal issues or moral issues involved.
In a statement released last night, Forrester vowed to take his case to the U.S. Supreme Court, with help from the National Republican Party. Forrester says the Torricelli-Lautenberg machine's disregard for the rule of law is making New Jersey, once again, the butt of humor. Nancy Solomon, NPR News, Trenton, New Jersey.